Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You've decoded Lone Star here, and it is right at 1:30 on the East Coast. And glad to be with you today. I'm actually going to be talking about immigration and U.S. Border Patrol, and in particular, an article out of the Washington Post yesterday. All right, so I'm just going to jump right in rather than giving you the phone number because the call number because I'll get to that in just a moment. But I'm going to jump right into today's program. I'm not quite sure what to make of Lisa Ryan's Washington Post article entitled "A Long Border, Work Can Be Terrifying, Heartrending." I'm going to give Ms. Ryan the benefit of the doubt on this one and assume she isn't simply another bimbo of a bleeding heart liberal. After all, hers is not a bad article, and it provided a couple of truly nice reasons to take another look at our immigration problem in America from a couple of perspectives. Now, the really cool thing about being a conservative is that not only can we chew gum and walk at the same time, but generally speaking, we can do so while patting our heads and rubbing our tummies. Ooh. In layman's terms, we feel for migrants attempting to escape terrorism in their homeland. But we also are not so naive to believe that some very, very bad people are within the mix of sojourners. Anywho, Ryan's article revolves around the person of Raquel Medina, a U.S. Border Patrol agent based out of McAllen, Texas. I happen to believe that Ms. Medina is an authentic American hero. However, I also believe that she and every other Border Patrol agent should be provided with a partner. I also believe that a Border Patrol's beat or coverage area should be diminished greatly. That is to say that we should bring home a significant portion of our military, not leaving a gap that would provide for vacuum-hungry Islamic jihadists, per se, but those that are here, let's just go with those that are here, and I'll retract my earlier statement. Let's go with our military members here. Let's go ahead and place one about every 50 meters with a firearm that dispenses bean bags or rubber bullets or whatever, and clipboards, and maybe a loudspeakers of sorts or whatever, and then the clipboards, so if people want to come over here, and obviously you've got these kids that are coming over, children, generally speaking, in many ways, that have escaped terrorists within El Salvador, Colombia, Mexico, Mexican drug cartels, and others, So invariably, that means that our Border Patrol agency should be heightened to the tune of about 300%, a 300% increase in field personnel if we're not going to, in fact, build a formidable wall, so to speak. I mean, after all, if the Barack Obamas of the free world are always about the business of leaning on states whose governors realize that they haven't the luxury of playing monopoly, shouldn't the federal government be doing more? More to protect Raquel Medina's of the quote-unquote free world. Now, I stand vehemently opposed to pork belly leadership for sure, but this white middle-aged right-wing extremist actually would rather that the Raquel Medinas of the free world actually retire healthy and wealthier, and are able to go home and rest each evening. And I think a partner would go a long way toward that end for each and every Border Patrol agent. You'd pair them up in every case where there are boots on the ground at our southern border. Put another way, if we are going to go big, shouldn't we do everything in our power from a federal standpoint to help see our Border Patrol agents go home each and every day that they venture out into the wild, wild west? You get the idea, go big or go home, Bo. The other alternative, a much better one in fact, is for bloated government to stay out of an individual state like Texas's business. But that means their voter base, the voter base of the party of bloated government and stench, wouldn't continue to grow at a clip at least 10 times that of our GDP. The DNC has a vested interest, road bumps or otherwise, in ensuring they've new or fertile ground to which they can peddle their state-sponsored lies. Actually, state-sponsored hypocrisy in their case. Because collectively speaking, if you are a government employee at the congressional or senatorial level or as a president, you're always going to be making really, really, really nice money. Generally speaking, at least three times what the average citizen, middle-income citizen, is able to procure on an annual basis. So, you know, it's interesting because I don't think that the devil in charge of Venezuela has missed a meal of where filet mignon was on the menu and or the finest wines, while his people have to stand in lines for a loaf of bread, for a single loaf of bread. So anyway, so it's interesting. Like I said, the DNC has a vested interest, road bumps or otherwise, in ensuring they've new or fertile ground to which they can peddle their state-sponsored hypocrisy. And we've seen it out in San Francisco with the murder of a lady out there. And, you know, our feminists here in the United States are incredulous on their best day, collectively speaking, generally speaking, because they'd still be talking about the kinds of things that sanctuary cities create and the cesspools that are Detroit after raises in, you know, taxation, in terms of taxation and so forth. All right, so anyway, I'm going to move on to the next point. I am going to go ahead and kind of throw our number out there for you to our listeners. And the call-in number is 929-477-4090. Guest call number is 929-477-4090. If you want to talk about immigration, U.S. border control today, give me a shout-out. And I am going to actually jump back over to my notes now. Now, the article itself also rightly covers the plight of three apprehended teens from Central America. I must say that this notion that Obama, the DNC, and now Hillary Rodham Clinton, the notion that they represent the only amiable tribe where fleeing migrants are concerned, is hogwash. Plus, on a side yet related note, why the change in language all too recently exhibited in Minnesota? The perpetrator, or gunman, triggerman, if you will, demonic triggerman, allegedly now somehow looks quote-unquote Hispanic rather than like a Middle Easterner. Interesting. So if you come over here and you frequent your convenience and grocery stores, and you've got people, you know, making sure that you're registered to vote, don't just fall for this. The first date comes along, so to speak, and the first date to generally come along is going to come nicely wrapped and in a bow for you and promise you the stars, and then deliver Detroit. And that's kind of where we're at today. So, and actually, it's funny because Obama, the DNC, and even Hillary Rodham Clinton pretend that they have the market cornered when it comes to migrants fleeing terrorism in Mexico, Central and South America, and elsewhere, because they don't have it cornered. Now, the perpetrator, actually, I have a corner because I had an idea. We could set up a few buildings, set up some warehouses with cots and clean water and food and so forth, and and run background checks on these on the people coming over here. Not necessarily the kids per se, for God's sake, but the kids that have traveled over here alone. And, you know, have them fill out applications. The interesting thing is that Democrats pretend that we aren't playing Monopoly, and it's interesting because on a federal basis versus a state-by-state basis, feds oftentimes do play Monopoly with exhaustible national funds, and that's kind of where we're at. So, all right. And actually, you know, it's interesting because the massacre at the Minnesota Mall, I believe, where the news agency or agencies alleged for all practical purposes that the perpetrator, trigger man, and demon-possessed scoundrel of a scumbag was or looked Hispanic. So if you want to get played, if you can hear me right now and you understand English and you've just crossed our border illegally or otherwise, if you want to be played like a favorite instrument of a 12-year-old virtuoso, then by all means, go ahead and vote Hillary Rodham Clinton, and go ahead and vote for Democrats in your precincts and in your states and as state representatives. And like I said, for Hillary Rodham Clinton, if you want to get played as like the instrument of choice, a virtuoso's instrument of choice, go for it. Go for it. But I beg you to go and visit Detroit first before you decide to go that road of the road of liberal Democrats, socialism, and communism, and at the very least neo-Nazi path as well. And so, actually, I'm not gonna really. I want to cover a couple other things here because in the article. I wanted to cover a couple other things. It wasn't a bad article. I'm not going to go ahead and pretend that the article wasn't a halfway decent article, right? So, but I did want to say that the article actually makes it sound like there are far fewer what did Trump refer to them as? Malo hombres or bad men or whatever. But her parents, the columnist went on to say that her parents, quote, were anxious. The border was more dangerous than ever, and their daughter would be working alone. Thank you, bloated Dems, for having created a system where we have to send out our U.S. Border Patrol agents alone. Thank you so much for being the bright bulb on our tree. So even her parents, you know, they didn't want her to become a U.S. Border Patrol agent, Raquel Medina, but she wanted to serve her nation, so she went forward with her plans. And the person that penned this particular article, she said that the border was more dangerous than ever and their daughter would be working alone. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So it's not a dangerous border. No, they're all just like the Syrian refugees. They all look like the bloodied child that have pressed through much of Europe and or all of Europe, so to speak, and are looking to do the same here. I'm not against immigration. I'm not against a safe haven where terrorism reigns supreme. But you'd think there would be. There's no. How can we vet? How can you possibly vet someone coming from the Middle East, a Middle Eastern male? How can you vet that person if all of the leaders are akin to and worse than Hugo Chavez? How can you vet guys that come over here? Now, the bloody children and the women that have been subjugated and dismembered and genital mutilation and so forth, we'll take some of those. But even then, I mean, look at the San Bernardino devils. It's interesting because there was a woman involved, or quote-unquote woman that was involved there. And then the beheading of Colleen Hufford in Oklahoma. So I am just so over this vogue crowd in the United States of quote-unquote ladies that didn't have a problem with with Vogue awarding North Carolina State rotation to the polls a few years back, complete with a handful of Magic Mikes aboard. And I'm so over the left, man. So, and I'm over half of the right too, to be honest with you. Half of the conservative women are, troubled by Donald Trump's, or the recording of Donald Trump. And here's what's interesting. I mean, like, really, Hillary Clinton can take money from a Gilly Boy Chagowry, a Nigerian billionaire to the tune of $4.2 or $4.3 billion, and in a pay-for-play attempt, Gilly Boy Chagowry asked our Secretary of State to keep Boko Haram, one of the worst collective perpetrators as far as women's rights, denying females any rights whatsoever is concerned in Boko Haram. So we've got some serious problems. Now, here's how I see it. You can either choose from a heterosexual male that supposedly and allegedly has made moves on adult females. You can either vote for him, right? Or you can vote for the woman that's taken north of $100 million or more. Let's see, 32 and 25, and then there was 12. Probably north of $100 million or more from state-sponsored Sharia Shanks. And so that's kind of where we're at. So you can, if you're going to buy in, if you're that gullible, I wonder where all women were born in our nation. You know, it's interesting because I'm from South Dakota, and we did some partying growing up. But I would venture that I was mildly naive coming out of the Midwest about how utterly evil people can be. But where I don't know, like, I just feel like feminism in the United States, I picture feminism as Dorothy, and there's no place, there's no place like home, clicking her red pumps together, there's no place like home. And home is in the United States, where it's easy to call on a girl in a red boat to match those red pumps at a town hall, Pennsylvania town hall, that was orchestrated the way it looks now, at least in hindsight, by a Democratic operative that wrote or helped frame his daughter's question, the 15-year-old. And then if you can go back and catch that online, oh my goodness, I wish I had that queued up for you today. Because when you listen to Hillary Rodham Clinton, her response to the girl's question pertaining to women's figures and how they see themselves and eating disorders and so forth. Interestingly enough, she sounded so disingenuous. I mean, it was the epitome of the opposite of genuine behavior, period, and point blank. I'm reminded of The Breakfast Club, you know, and the one troubled guy ended up, like, emulating in an attempt to emulate the other kid's parents, and then he, you know, he's like, and then that scene, you know, when he's like, and he acts like he's punching, you know, like, it's just like amazing, man. Like, I don't believe anyone should ever, ever, ever physically strike or anyone, but it's just so sickening to see how disingenuous rather. Oh my God, am I making up words? I don't give a crap today. Sinuses are kicking me around a little bit. I don't give a cat crap, but disingenuous HRC is. So you can go with the girl who points at a girl with a red bow in her hair, a 15-year-old Democratic clone, or you can go with the guy who's heterosexual, God forbid, and hits on or has in the past allegedly chased tail, so to speak. But it was okay for President Bill Clinton to chase tail while in office, right? But somehow it's not okay now for a candidate that wants to, you know, that doesn't need, sure as hell doesn't need the income of a president. He doesn't need that. You know, I believe he's running, honestly, to make America great again. Because we fell off the map where the Western world is concerned 8 years ago. And we began leaning on filmmakers of the Egyptian Coptic Christian sort and Indian of East India variety. And just because someone disagrees with you, are you kidding me? Just because someone disagrees with you, you're going to go lean on a filmmaker? For God's sake, what's next? Why don't you just Obama, rather than campaigning for Hillary Clinton, President Obama, why don't you just scour the United States of America for each and every book that doesn't meet your standard and your satanic standards of cloning and zombies, and just burn them all. The book thief, just create piles of books that aren't up to your standard and up to Eugene Robinson's standard, which is laughable, and up to the standard of Herb Strentz. I think he's at Iowa or Iowa State, or was, I don't know. But anyway, I don't know, folks. Give me a call at 929-477-4090. And let's take a call today. If not, I'm going to end the program soon. But I want to cover a couple other things from the article, and I'll just look for your calls at the same time. Shall we? Yes, we shall. All right. Speaking about Raquel Medina, the author said when she got her first assignment to the Valley, as the region is called, she felt she had to prove herself to the male agents, show that she had their backs, to the migrants too. She knew that being a woman had the potential to make her look weak. She sees things differently today than she did as a girl. Quote, Raquel Medina, Now I understand that not everyone comes across to work here, she said. There are definitely some bad people. I'm surprised that even made the Washington Post. Let me just repeat that. I believe that bears repeating. She sees things differently today than she did as a girl. Now I understand that not everyone comes across to work here, she said. There are definitely some bad people. Evidently, she and her parents used to kind of be a welcome wagon for people that used to make their way across the border illegally when she was a child. And her view has changed to include the fact that, definitively speaking, there are some bad people mixed in. That's interesting because they go on to say a fence. She said a fence and a wall are not going to stop them, Medina said. What does stop them are agents like her patrolling in her SUV, watching for footprints, overhead surveillance blimps, like the silver one that hovered. Anyway, it talks about the blimp that was used by US military in Afghanistan. Sensors buried in the ground, helicopters, dogs. Okay, great. 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 Now you're talking, Miss Medina. Let's go ahead and up the ante a little bit. Let's create a human wall like the author of this particular article the author used in her article, human wall. It's not a human wall unless you have agents at the very least, or at the most, about 50 meters apart. And even then, that's not a human wall because people can slip through, you know, based on the fact that some guys can run, can sprint 40 meters and, you know, just over 4 seconds. So I would say every 25 meters would be kind of cool. So I'm not sure how many meters our southernmost border is comprised of, per se, but it'd be pretty cool if about every 25 meters you had an individual with a clipboard, a pen, and sidearm, handcuffs, whatever, beanbag rounds, tear gas, what, not tear gas per se, but, and then, you know, maybe instead of building the wall, if we were able to place agents every 25 meters, and that was his or her beat, so to speak, maybe we could put that money into a couple of, quote-unquote welcome centers that aren't welcome centers for the drug lords and the gang members and so forth. And those gang members are really, really bad because I know my wife, it's interesting, I'm not from Northern Virginia, but my wife has resided here for upwards of 30 years now. And she said a few years back, right here in Northern Virginia, there was an elderly, not elderly, but an aging couple out for a jog. And a gang, a Latino gang, actually struck, so to speak, killed the husband and brutalized the woman so badly and her internal, to include her vagina and breasts, and that she scarcely lived, and which I generally wouldn't word things that way, but the odds of her surviving were so low, the way it sounds from what my wife said, and they actually even cut up the inside of her vagina, allegedly, and her breasts and so forth. And we want to, oh my God, are these people, are American citizens, even Latino or Hispanic American citizens, African American citizens, Asian American citizens, God forbid I mention white American citizens. Is it really, are they just speed bumps, Mr. President? Are they? Are they just speed bumps on your road to this brave new world where everybody just sits around and sings Kumbaya and no one brings up anything that differentiates him or herself from anyone else and within your group think tank or cesspool of zombieism. Oh my God. Anyway, I'm going to cut out. Have a nice day, folks. I think, actually, was there one other, there might be one other point that I wanted to cover really quick based on this article. Let's see. I think there actually is. Oh, here we go. Medina evidently headed, she'd gotten a radio call, and the article states Medina headed in the direction of the radio call. She likes to be there. Excuse me. She likes to be there when children are apprehended. Okay, so do we. She tries to imagine what they've gone through to get here and hopes she can provide some kind of comfort in a bad situation. Okay, so do we. Do you believe that we honestly can't do both as conservatives? Because you would be dead wrong. And as she pulled up, she saw three teenage girls with long brown hair wearing skinny jeans and a tall boy with an Elvis Presley haircut. The girls were all 13 sisters and their cousin who wore a pink Hello Kitty t-shirt. Anyway, so why can't we do both? And if you are proposing, not that the author of this article is proposing per se, that the conservative Americans are unable to accomplish both, I did find the end a little bit funky. It was a nice touch on the part of Lisa Rhine. She said at home, leftover chicken waited on the fridge. In the novel, she was reading White Oleander, the story of a child who was separated from her mother and learns to survive in the foster home system, waited on her nightstand. Over the past 24 hours, the Border Patrol had apprehended 651 migrants in the Rio Grande Valley. Now it was time for sleep. Her 6 a.m. shift was just hours away. Interesting, right? 650, they had apprehended 651 migrants. So why not list an educated guess, scientifically speaking, or somewhat based on science over the course of the years and over the course of fluctuations in, in terms of crossing and so forth, why not guesstimate? It'd be more than guesstimating. If you were to, how many did you miss? Now, it's great that 651 were apprehended. I saw an article on Facebook yesterday that suggested or alleged that most of those are released within the United States. So why would you apprehend and then just release? Except in the case of children traveling alone, and or women, but in terms of men traveling either alone or in groups, I would take a really, really, really close, hard look at the men traveling alone or in groups. Now, many of them certainly could be fleeing or migrating, if you will, forcibly from terrorism within their nation states, so to speak. Anyway, God save America. Have a nice day. Remember to check me out online at 40and28.weebly.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at @DOC_OTA Lone Star. That's at @DOC_OTA Lone Star. Like me on Facebook, Dakota Lone Star, like the Dakota Territory, DAKOTA Lone Star on Facebook. Also, hey, really, really good news. You can read your copy of Freedom Today or read your, oh my gosh, your e-copy, so to speak. I have an e-copy of Freedom Today up on the website. And so you can go ahead and take a gander at that if you're adult enough to handle the truth. You're going to love that, and I've entitled that particular issue Unsustainable, United We Fall, Divided They Fail. And they know it, because their primary push is for the top 2% to pay their quote-unquote fair share. What is their fair share? and how quickly would we run out of their money if they gave us, if they gave away everything? So, and I know there have been studies conducted toward that end, and it was inside of a year that we'd run out of all of their money, all the Buffetts and all the. So, anyway, have a great day. God save America. This is Dakota Lone Star. You've been listening to Cantankerous with Cause, and I will be back with you as soon as possible. Thank you so much.